Okay. Have you ever wondered why some people, despite being incredibly smart, just can't seem to get ahead? Or maybe why others, who, might not be the brainiest person in the room, they just consistently thrive?
Yeah, it's something a lot of us have probably thought about. It seems paradoxical, right? Today, we're going to explore something called emotional intelligence. And maybe more importantly, why it's actually far more crucial for your success than you might think.
Exactly. That's really what we want to get into today. Why should you even care about emotional intelligence? How does it really impact your life?
Well, when we talk about intelligence, most people jump straight to IQ, cognitive intelligence.
Right, the book smarts, analytical stuff.
Exactly. Logic, analysis, great for exams. And interestingly, it tends to peak around age 17 or so.
Okay, so that's IQ. But then there's this other thing, EQ, emotional intelligence.
Yes, and here's where it gets really interesting. EQ is a set of emotional and social skills. Think street smarts or just good old common sense.
Street smarts. I like that. So it's less about what you know on paper.
And more about how you navigate the world, interact with people, and the key difference. Unlike IQ, EQ isn't fixed, it's dynamic.
Dynamic, meaning.
Meaning you can improve it, develop it, throughout your whole life, actually,
Wow.
yeah?
Okay. That's a pretty big deal. So, how much does it really matter in, say, achieving success?
Well, there was this fascinating study looked at over 700 millionaires.
Yeah.
They asked them, what made you successful?
Was it Mensa level IQs?
Not even close. The top five factors they listed, all reflections of emotional intelligence. Things like being honest, disciplined, getting along with people.
Seriously, honesty and discipline over pure brain power.
Absolutely. Having a supportive spouse was up there too, and working harder than most. IQ, it ranked way down the list, like 21st.
21st. That completely flips the script on what we think smart means for real-world success.
It really does, doesn't it? It suggests these softer skills are incredibly powerful drivers.
So, okay, let's talk about work then. Think about maybe the worst boss you ever had.
Oh, we've all had one, right?
Chances are their problem wasn't a lack of technical skill or, intellect.
Right. It was probably more about their arrogance.
Yeah.
Maybe they couldn't listen. Or they had that explosive temper. That's the EQ gap.
Exactly, that lack of emotional intelligence.
And you see the opposite in great leaders. We hear stories even about, say, top police chiefs. Maybe not the single highest IQ in the force, but they command incredible loyalty through genuine interest in their people, straight talk, integrity, people acumen, things rooted in EQ.
It makes sense. If you
Yeah.
lack that self-awareness, if you're always angry or belittling,
Yeah.
people just avoid you.
They do. You could be brilliant, but nobody wants to be around that. Your knowledge doesn't even get a chance to shine. And that costs companies too, big time.
Right, turnover, retraining, it adds up.
And it's not just work. EQ is huge for your personal life, relationships, just general contentment.
How so?
Well, take self-regard. That's about knowing your strengths and your weaknesses, but still feeling fundamentally okay about yourself, warts and all.
So not having a massive ego, but also not being crippled by insecurity.
Precisely. It's a balance. Then there's empathy. Really understanding or trying to understand where someone else is coming from, even if you totally disagree with them.
That's huge in relationships. It shifts things from being like you versus me.
To being collaborative, people feel heard, understood. It strengthens the connection. It's not about being nice, it's about genuine understanding.
Got it. What else?
Flexibility is key, being adaptable. We live in a world that changes fast, right? Think about Henry Ford. Brilliant guy, but his inflexibility later on really cost his company.
So being open to new ideas, willing to adjust.
Exactly. And research backs this up in personal life too. People happy in their marriages, they consistently score higher on happiness, self-regard, self-awareness, and self-actualization, that feeling of living up to your potential.
So EQ seems to touch, well, pretty much everything. Career, relationships, just feeling fulfilled.
It really does underpin so much.
And the most powerful part, you said, is that unlike IQ, this isn't set in stone. You can actually work on it.
That's the crucial takeaway. It's a skill set. Like a muscle, you can train it, strengthen it at any age. Your potential for success and fulfillment isn't fixed. It can keep expanding.
Which is incredibly hopeful.
And look, this isn't just wishful thinking. The data suggests that targeted guidance really helps accelerate this growth. It's like using a detailed tool, say the EQI 2.0 assessment. It measures your emotional intelligence across different areas.
EQ 2.0, okay.
Yeah, it's considered the gold standard. But like any sophisticated tool, you need someone trained to help you understand the results, what they mean for you, and crucially, how to act on them. That feedback piece is vital.
Right. Just getting a score isn't enough. You need to know what to do with it.
Exactly.
And that kind of targeted guidance.
Well, that brings us to someone we know who really embodies this, Cole. He uses that exact assessment, the EQI 2.0, to help leaders transform.
Ah, yes.
Apparently, he went through his own journey with it. He was already accomplished, but felt something was missing, lacked clarity. The EQ coaching was a game changer for him. It often is. Seeing the data, getting that structured feedback, it clicks.
Yeah. And now he shares these insights, you know, bite-sized bits online, huge following, like over 700,000 people. But he also offers really clear, structured, data-driven coaching based on this EQ framework,
yeah,
helping people actually develop these skills.
That structured approach makes a difference.
Absolutely. So if you're listening and thinking, okay, I want to unlock more of my potential, if you're ready to really enhance these vital skills, you can actually book a call with Cole. See how his approach might help you reach your goals.